John, my friend, you know, it's been a really fast run. This has been the fastest 30 years I think I've ever experienced with someone. And to say that it's been a pleasure is an understatement. You've always been there. You've always been there for the audience. And the great thing about you is that that's who you did it for. You didn't do this to come in here and make a lot of money. You didn't do it to get glory or fame. You did it because you wanted to share your love of this music with the listeners. And I congratulate you on doing that for the last 30 years.
John, it's been a pleasure to have you at WOSU, and I certainly enjoyed the time that I spent with you in the classical music area, and having you as a person who was on the staff and who was solid and supportive and that the audience loved. You know your business. You've taught others. By your being solid and your demeanor and your love, your very obvious love of music.
John, for the last 11 years, it's been a great pleasure to be your co-worker. I've learned from you. I've enjoyed our changing of the guard routine in the broadcast studio every day when my program ends and yours begins. And I've enjoyed hearing you every day on the air. But most of all, I've enjoyed your kind and calm presence. I will miss you, and I wish you all the very best in the years to come.
John, we're going to miss your kind spirit and that gentle sense of humor you have. I know our listeners are going to miss your calming presence, particularly when they're stuck in traffic, and your passion for the music. I think for many of them, it reflects how they feel about the music, some of them coming to it late and sticking around just because they got bitten by the bug. We wish you every good thing in your retirement, and we're going to miss having you around.
Hi, John. Christopher Purdy here. You're a kindly, self-effacing, intelligent man, self-effacing in a profession that doesn't really forgive that often. You are the life-affirming, wonderful, crusty bread in which the ham is wrapped. And I will always appreciate your equanimity and you being very often the only adult in the place. What has never been in question is your great love for music, your knowledge, your joy in sharing that knowledge and sharing your own appreciation for the music that you love. You used to come in and talk to me about recordings of Wagner and Mahler performances that you had purchased as a younger person and loved for years. You enjoyed it, you heard it, and you made it special for other people, and that is part of your gift. Meanwhile, good friend, enjoy a long and happy retirement. Think of us and remember that here in this building and in the community that you served so well, you have always been loved.